Well, everyone knows Mark Hollis and how innovative he was as Michigan State's athletic director. I mean, there was hockey outside. There was basketball on an aircraft carrier. I mean, there was some cool stuff going on. What can he do with the Rocket Classic as he's now the tournament director? Let's ask him. He joins us now. Mark Hollis, good morning.
Well, good morning, guys. How you doing? It's great to be with you.
I was excited to see this headline because I know your resume, and of course you're our guy here. You're host of WJR's JR Sunday. So how did this all come about? I know Intersport is out, and now you guys are taking over within.
No, Intersport's done a great job over the first 7 years, and we kind of reached a point where professional golf is just sort of in this flux period. We're blessed to have the new commissioner, Roloff, who is with the NFL. He actually worked with him when the NFL draft was in town. And Rock Entertainment Group is Dan's sports and entertainment arm. And it was just the right time for a lot of reasons. Last year, we had some challenges toward the end on making a few things happen. And at the same time, it's just made sense. It's all about Rock Entertainment Group being the right group right now going into a year that has so many question marks in professional golf.
Yeah, Mark, with the PGA Tour, you know, shifting its business model, you got LIV Golf now entering the Detroit market. How much does competition kind of factor into Rock's long-term thinking about this event?
Competition is great, and LIV is a different animal. It's yes, it's professional golf, but it's delivered in quite a different way. I've grown up a PGA Tour fan. I think there are things that can be tweaked, can be challenged. The tour is continuously trying to identify itself, and even more so now with Brian at the helm down there. So I'm looking forward to collaborating with the tour. The other events, I think the tour is going to take an approach where fewer is better, where there won't be as many events. And as they're going through that decision-making process, you know, we stand ready to serve in a way that's best for Detroit. And I think it's important to note that for an event like this, we remember the Buick Open. I didn't miss one as a youngster. And when that went away, it was a sad day. Well, for something like this to happen, it has to be a value to the members of the Detroit Golf Club, who this is their backyard where we're playing. It's like if you had a backyard party and the neighborhood was all back there all summer, it has to be good for you to give your backyard up, and that's what they do. It has to be good for the community. It has to be good for not only Rocket, but the nearly 200 corporate partners that are involved. And it's just a time for all of us to kind of look at it one more time and say, is the PGA Tour something that we want to have a stop in Detroit every year? And if so, are we all ready to do our part?
Mark, you've been involved in the tournament for a while. Now you're just going to take the helm. But at the same time, I think that throughout this many years that this has been housed at Detroit Golf Club, there's always been a really nice job done by trying to court players, trying to sell Detroit, and their reaction has always been glowing of the city, the amenities, things that they get to do with their families when they come here. How do you take that to the next level when you go out and try to get these players to play in this tournament?
No, it is a challenge, and they're all independent contractors. They're not like the NFL where, you know, you're scheduled to go play the Los Angeles Rams and you pick up and you all go. This is a choice by the agents, by the players themselves, and you have to make Detroit attractive to them. What's happened? Well, the Detroit Golf Club has reimagined and re-engineered the course to a level where the PGA Tour was in town and said this. You know, at one time they were questioning whether Detroit Golf Club could host a PGA Tour event. Now they're saying it's ready for a major. The difference is that wow. Great. You also have a late July date, which helps just a couple weeks before the FedEx Cup takes place. And now players are going to need points. And if they're outside that window, they're going to want to pick up some points. And Detroit's going to be the place they do it. And then it's just the energy of the city. It's taking what we have in Detroit, and we do this with all business. Claude Molinari is excellent with it in so many different ways. But until you see Detroit, you don't understand. And that's the thing that we express. We talk to the families, talk to the spouses, and make it a place where they want to come, and this is a stop that they need to be at.
So there's no contract beyond 2026, and you mentioned it. You have to get all the stakeholders on board with the year coming up and see if it's valuable for everyone moving forward. How innovative are you going to get? I mean, because we know your history. Are you going to do some cool things here? Yeah. Are you going to try and not model it against LIV? But LIV was certainly interesting. I went out there.
Yeah, no, in no way do we want to be what LIV is, but I think there are things that we can do that, that create some energy both during play and after play at the course and in other locations. Putting an event like this on is, you know, I thought the carrier game was challenging, but you're basically setting up a city in a field, and the infrastructure and the like is a bit challenging. The nuts and bolts of the tournament have to be done, you know, at the highest level. And I think we have, for the most part. There are some areas that have been overbuilt that we want to tweak and make sure fans have the right things. But then it's, you know, working with Doug Busser and Dean Buck and others within Rocket. We're all looking for concepts and ideas. Those concepts and ideas need to be backed up and supported and have value to someone who can write it. Because at the end of the day, it's about creating good for our community, and we've already placed over $10 million into the community and changing the digital divide and making an impact on many of our youth organizations like PAL and Midnight Golf, College Career and Beyond, and First Tee. So those efforts have to have resources to continue, and that's what we're part of doing.
All right, Mark Hollis, Tournament Director and Co-Executive Director of the Rocket Classic for 2026. I find this exciting. I can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I look forward to working with all of you right up to the end of July.
Well, listen to JR Sunday and get more details.
Get all the info.
All the info.
Thanks, Mark. Congratulations.
Mark. All right, guys. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool and interesting to do this within because he's the CEO of Rock Entertainment Group. So do it within. Mm-hmm. They know the stakeholders. They know this area best. Mark Hollis obviously has a great resume for doing things like this. So I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. The carrier stuff, I mean, the carrier game with Michigan State was unbelievable. Right.
So like he created this outdoor hockey thing, too.
Yeah.
So before the NHL ever took it
on. So this this kind of outside the box thinking, I think they're going to benefit from.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty big.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. And we'll see if the PGA is excited about it to extend a contract.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next on JR Morning, lots to get to, what Trump is doing in the White House, plus Jimmy Kimmel has a new contract. That's next on JR Morning.